The Melbourne aged care facility St Basil's has been charged with failing to implement a safe working environment during a COVID outbreak in July 2020. More than 180 staff and residents tested positive for COVID-19 in a subsequent outbreak, which is the subject of a coronial inquest. 45 residents died in that facility. A separate civil action, of course, is underway. Maxine Tilakis's mother, Georgia, was one of those people. Maxine, you're here with us now. What was your reaction to the news? What was the first thing you thought when you heard that charges had been laid?
Oh, very relieved, and it was just unbelievable. I just thought it's like almost 2 years now, and I just thought it was like almost fighting and, you know, walking up a steep hill and never coming to the top. But really, really surprised and overwhelmed and relieved. So that it was recognised there was an injustice there. But unfortunately had to take all these people, you know, the elderly people, my mother included, their lives to bring this to this, you know, outcome.
Of course, it's the first time charges have been laid against the home over that 2020 outbreak. They relate to the home's response when a worker tested positive in July of that year, accusing operators of failing to require, train and supervise workers to wear PPE. I mean, how significant a step is this? I understand you are involved in the civil action, but for the regulator, for the prosecutor in this case to step in and make some charges, does that give you hope that justice will be served?
Well, yes, hope, and not only justice will be served, but in future, I mean, the nursing homes, you know, will have more strict guidance, you know, will be, you know, monitored. I mean, it's not the staff. I mean, they work very hard, and I thought there wasn't enough staff, and some of these people will run off their feet, and these nursing homes should have more stricter guidelines, the number of staff to the residents. I mean, the training of the staff, you know, the supervision, you know, if that isn't done, because I don't know, these places are trying to cut corners and increase their revenues and cut costs, it's not good enough. And if it takes people's lives, you know, to pay for it, it's not on. It's unjust and you know, just, yeah. So that's what I think.
What was life like during lockdown for your mother? I mean, it was certainly that first stage of the pandemic when everything was a little new, but certainly this was probably one of the stories that people will remember about the aged care facility that your mother was in lockdown in.
Well, we were constantly getting emails from April. I don't know where they decided that July was the first indication. There was one staff member tested positive. But from April, we were getting constant emails through the families, you know, of the residents, myself included, you know, that this day there's been that many people that, you know, staff members that are COVID positive. And then a couple of days later, oh, now we've got the residents starting. Now we've got that number of residents and we've got this number of residents. And, you know, I was told from April and onwards, you know, the families couldn't visit the nursing home. Just before that, we were allowed to visit my mum, my brother and myself. And she was wheeled in a chair behind a room with a window. But the way she was wheeled in, I mean, she just came down the corridor. We were basically very close by. We weren't checked or anything. I mean, you know, and there was indication beforehand about COVID spreading. And again, you know, we were just signing the book and walk in and... there wasn't anything more for the visitors either, you know. You know, and it was difficult, you know, to see my mum. I couldn't hear my mother, you know, through a little speaker, you know, looking through this glass window in behind a room. And that was the last time I saw her. And a week later, that's it. We couldn't visit at all. None of the families could visit at all. And, The next indication we got was in July the 29th. that she was, by then, you know, we were told that emails that the actual staff were relieved. You know, the government was sending in their own people, their own nursing. And that, you know, and one day later, you know, we got the call saying my mum was in an ambulance and off to the North End because she was COVID positive. And that's it, you know, that was, and the next, you know, day and a half, she was gone.
I'm so sorry to hear about your loss, Maxine. Of course, the case is listed for a hearing in August and Basil's is yet to comment on the charges. We'll see what that case brings to, well, the loved ones of people like you that lost someone in St. Basil's. Thank you so much for your time tonight, Maxine.
Your most pleasure. Thank you.
Maxine Tislakis is the daughter of Georgia Mitsinkos, one of St. Basil's residents who died from COVID.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.